Can you tell us about one issue that you think will be central for the transformation and future of work?
2 or 3 years ago, I would have answered professional development as the possibility offered to every worker. When I say professional development, I do not just mean professionalization or competence development. I further mean the possibility to combine harmoniously private and professional life, the possibility to achieve quality and meaningful work, but also the possibility to express oneself and to be heard. According to this understanding, professional development means being able to steer one's own pathway. And this means giving people the possibility to reach the goals they have reasons to value. But in order to give them this possibility, they need to get access to voice and to be able to voice the concerns that they want to defend. And this makes professional development inseparable from workplace democracy. Nowadays, I'm still working on this issue, but I now think that it's not enough to address professional development in order to think about the future of work. I think that one should address professional development along with the financialization of work relations, but also of work organizations. Because actually, financialization is an important power of confiscation of workers' power and voice.
In your own research, how do you address this issue? How do you explore its future?
I'm addressing this issue by looking at people's professional development capabilities and agency. And in order to do so, I use a qualitative multi-level approach, combining document analysis, biographical interviews, and observation. Through people's valuation and experiences, I seek to grasp what professional development means for them, what their aspirations are with respect to professional development, and what kind of realizations they have been able to reach or they are able to reach. And I'm further interested in the factors that impact people's experience and projectivity. And therefore, the inquiry is not only taking place at the individual level, but also at the institutional and the organizational level, who impact very strongly people's capability for project themselves and develop themselves in the future. Because the institutional level is the level where norms are defined, where norms are produced, norms who say how things should be. The organizational level is a level where these norms are supposed to be translated, but it is also the level where new norms are created. And finally, the individual level is where all these different dimensions intersect, but they intersect also in interaction with the people's own experience and subjectivity. So what I'm currently interested in is how these institutional and organizational factors contribute to shape workers' projectivity, aspirations, and visions of the future.